Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Saturday, September 3rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. International aid has already shipped relief supplies to what may be the most devastating hurricane to hit New Orleans in a generation. IA's Miles Fish says they're planning on not only short-term emergency assistance, but also on long-term cleanup. Fish says that's why they choose to work with local Christian partners.
So we will be providing what we call disaster relief kits, things for personal hygiene, first aid supplies, some medical supplies, but then we'll also be involved later on in the progress of this tragedy and helping to do the cleanup with volunteer support.
Next, God has been stirring up a vision in China for many years. Christians there have a passion to see the gospel spread over the world, and they see their part is to follow the Silk Roads from China throughout the Muslim world and back to Jerusalem. It's a village church movement that's long been growing, but the church lacks resources and training. 10 Chinese missionaries are currently on the field. Johnny Lee's with Open Doors.
So I think mentally, we are in the preparation, and we have a great desire, but slowly. And for us, sending out 10 missionaries today is a big job already.
And Audio Scripture Ministries reports that much of India's population is illiterate. It translates to roughly 600 million people who need the World Cassette Outreach in order to have access to the Scriptures. Teams have distributed over 11,000 Scripture listening kits. They've also started providing voice recording for the Old Testament in Tamil. So far, all of the 12 books of the Minor Prophets have been recorded. Pray for continued protection for the staff as they provide access to the Scriptures for the illiterate in India. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.